We have the former Army intelligence analyst, activist, whistleblower, now security consultant, Chelsea Manning joins us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. First, let's get a check on our winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support, it is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. And in fact, it is the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for these great conversations. And that's why someone by the name of Rob Ferret is in the morning house. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kate. Good to be with you. I'm hoping we can encourage everyone to make a gift. You can make your gift now in support of the programs you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We heard from 8 new and returning members in the last hour. Thank you so much for those gifts. Here, though, is an exciting opportunity. When 300 people make a donation today, through the day now, $20,000 will be secured for WPR programs from a group of generous members.
Wow, that's awesome. And this is their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So let's meet this challenge. Your gift, any amount now, makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality. That's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is all possible thanks to you.
That's right. Your contribution, it makes the morning show possible, makes so many others as well, including Central Time. So when you
give,
what's that? When you give, you're part of the quality you hear every day in WPR. Make a difference now with your gift, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You are listening. You're part of Wisconsin Public Radio's community of listeners. Whether you've been listening for years or even just a few months, you can become part of our community of members, people who support the programs they value.
And look, if you've never given before, start with a gift of $120, or better yet, make that an ongoing monthly gift of $10 a month. Your contribution, any amount right now, makes you a member. And because the largest piece of our funding comes from members, you'll really make a difference. It all starts with your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've been a public radio listener for as long as it's been around. It's a long time. Public radio for me is pretty much the only kind of radio that that I choose to listen to. My name is Penny, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for programming I can't get anywhere else.
Join Penny. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with my colleague Rob Ferret, and your support during this winter member drive, it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And so your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
Giving to WPR is easy. It just takes a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say 10 bucks a month.
And that donation, it comes back to you every day, every single day, in the form of engaging programs, engaging talk conversations. So show your support, WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and give as generously as you can.
Get this member challenge off to a great start through the day today. When 300 people make a gift for Wisconsin Public Radio, we'll get $20,000 from generous members. So you can help us do that. You can help us meet that super important challenge right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was about to cut you off there, Rob.
That's okay.
The most
You're excited.
Important. And you can ask.
I'm excited.
You can ask for your 2022 WPR mug when you give $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Cheryl in Eau Claire says, I listen to WPR every morning before I start teaching. I live in Norway, and this brings me closer to my family in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Glad we're reaching you in Norway, Cheryl. Whether you are near or far, join Cheryl in supporting the radio you count on with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now to the life journey of Chelsea Manning, bursting into notoriety a dozen years ago, disclosing national security secrets as an Army intelligence analyst in Iraq. She shared more than 700,000 classified and sensitive military documents published on WikiLeaks, thought to be the largest single classified data leak in U.S. history, received the longest prison sentence of any whistleblower in history, 35 years, serving seven. And today, Chelsea Manning speaks out about transparency activism and the need for expanded transgender rights. Speaking this evening, by the way, at UW-Madison, Chelsea Manning, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Good morning. As you see liberal democracy teetering on the edge, more fragile than we perhaps have ever imagined, what role do whistleblowers or information leakers have in our world today?
That's a good question. It was really more, in my opinion, it was more of part of the precursors towards where we are today. It definitely is more vital in drawing attention to the situation before people realize things are teetering on the edge. So it's for a different time. Today you're probably not going to see these kinds of things quite happening as frequently or be needed quite as much because we no longer have an awareness problem. Now we have what do we do in terms of what we do with that information now that it's already out there, now that we're aware of it. So that's basically what I do now instead of raising awareness or discussing things, I try to encourage people to, get out there and figure out we have many problems with our society. Whenever we do know about them, then what? It's more of the aftermath that I'm
shifting the
on.
Focus, if you will, to
exactly.
So what these documents say now, what do we do with that? How do we sit with that is what you're saying.
Right, exactly. So, now that we know, now that we sort of know and we've sort of experienced many of the different problems that we've had, not just with, I have a lot wider focus than just, sort of the military and the stuff from a dozen years ago. That was these were very much a discussion and very much of their time. Mm-hmm. Now we have, issues issues with the climate, issues with issues with sort of the supply chain, COVID. It's a very different era now. About 30% of U.S. adults now are living in an environment where they're mostly on their computer now or on their phones, just for work and not no longer commuting as much because of the sort of shift towards the digital focus with
work from home.
Exactly. So, how do we live in this environment that is awash in information? There's not as much secrecy now. There's not as much, now everything is out there. Everything is, and we're just sort of awash in it. How do we navigate this environment? How do we live in a world in which all of our information is collected, all of our information is sifted through, all of our information is, like the Zoom call, we're going through so many different layers of communications apparatus and every single step of that process is owned and operated by somebody else, the internet service provider, the Zoom itself,
the platform.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So given the privacy tools that exist today, given the level of state-sponsored surveillance in the world and here in the U.S., your knowledge of the dark web, would your 2010 leak have been traceable to you by today's standards?
It probably wouldn't have been necessary by today's standards. I think that the issue is that now we're so awash in phones and electronic information and things like we get real time data, because it used to be that, whenever an event would happen, it might end up on the evening news, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it might end up on the evening news.
60 but now, minutes.
But now it trends on Twitter within sometimes minutes.
People who leak classified documents like you did and put other people in peril can be accused of being traitors, as being destabilizers, as being troublemakers, might be even a kind word. How do you feel about those labels?
I think that those labels get, you know, they sort of get misused. They get thrown around a lot. You know, I mean, we certainly saw this under the Trump administration, where every single person who criticized, you know, the Trump administration was deemed a traitor. And you also see this just sort of in the political discourse now. There's just sort of how toxic a lot of this stuff has become. And I think that the use of these labels that are really misused and thrown around a lot, they become devalued the more that you use them. I think that's kind of what we've seen happen over the last decade, over the last, you know, 12 or so years, is that it's really used to sort of it's used as an ad hominem attack on people who are critical of existing structures of power or personalities in the case of the previous administration.
We have security consultant Chelsea Manning burst out on the world stage a dozen years ago, as we've been talking about, Army Private leaking hundreds of thousands of government documents published by Julian Assange, founder of WikiLeaks. When is it acceptable to expose state secrets? What do you think of the dark web and threats to online privacy today? 800-642-1234. There's more conversation ahead with Chelsea Manning here on the Ideas Network. We're in conversation with activist and whistleblower Chelsea Manning on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's take a moment to check in on our winter member drive. I'm here with Rob Ferret, and we're here to say that your support is an essential piece of the funding for The Morning Show and all the programs you enjoy on WPR. And in fact, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. And this drive, this is your time to take action. You make the programs possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is a great day to take action. You can make an even greater impact when you and 299 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs you count on. You'll help secure $20,000 for Wisconsin Public Radio from a group of generous members.
And look, it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the WPR programs that inform you, that inspire you, and the entire state of Wisconsin.
Your participation now really makes a difference. Be one of the 300 people to meet that challenge. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
On The Morning Show, and really all day long on the Ideas Network, you hear multiple sides of an issue, so you can make up your own mind. And together, we keep up with the issues of the day. We also have some fun, we follow our curiosity, and we learn.
There's really nothing else like this on the radio. It's something special. Your support is a vital part of what makes it possible. It's the biggest piece of our funding. Give now during our winter member drive at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and support the radio programs you count on.
You probably pay your bills online or some of them. Support WPR in that same streamlined fashion by becoming a sustainer.
You choose a monthly amount that works for you, say $10 or $20, and you set up automatic ongoing monthly gifts from your bank account or your credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It's easy to get started, and your support of WPR will always be current.
WPR gets you through the day, kind of like a cup of coffee. This member drive asks for the new WPR mug when you give $10 a month. Your WPR pride will be on display with every sip. This white ceramic mug features a navy design that showcases two Wisconsin favorites, nature and WPR. Ask for yours when you give $10 a month. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with my colleague Rob Ferret, and your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
However you choose to give, massive thank you. Your support is powerful. And today there's still something more you could do to help. Encourage a friend to join the Wisconsin Public Radio community.
Yes, spread the love. Tell your friends, tell your family that you support WPR, and you perhaps might inspire them to do the same at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our member challenge is still in effect. It's just getting rolling. When 300 people make a gift for WPR, we'll get $20,000 from generous members. That's going to support the WPR programs that keep you informed and inspired.
Don't forget an eye-catching mug this drive. Enjoy your favorite hot beverage, your tea, in the 2022 WPR mug featuring sunbeams over a Wisconsin landscape, your favorite radio station. Ask for yours with your gift of $10 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Rob, we heard from Anna in Milton, who says ever since moving to Wisconsin, WPR has been Anna's companion during the morning and afternoon commutes. After working from home during much of the pandemic, Anna realized just how important WPR was in their daily routine. And now that they're back to commuting every day, they felt it was time to give back and say, hey, thanks to the station who plays such an unexpectedly big role in Anna's life every day.
Glad we can be there with you, Anna. Thank you for listening. Thanks for giving. How about you? Make your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.
Now to insights on government accountability, transparency, the future of online privacy technologies with security consultant Chelsea Manning. Came into the public eye in 2010, intentionally sharing more than 700,000 government documents after being disillusioned by the Iraq War and what she called seeing two worlds, the contrast between life in Iraq and the U.S. And in 2017, President Obama commuted her prison sentence. Is leaking documents activism? Do you see that? Or is it a criminal act? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Chelsea Manning stays with us. Chelsea, you were jailed for contempt of court in 2019, fined hundreds of thousands of dollars for refusing to testify before a grand jury investigating WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. And if Assange loses that appeal, is extradited to the U.S., he too would face charges under the Espionage Act in connection to publishing secret government documents, the documents you gave him. So why not cooperate with investigators at this point?
Well, I mean, first off, we never actually found out whether or not the grand jury was specifically investigating that portion of the case. I just know that it was in relation to the leaks. However, the information that we had at the time, are you still there?
I'm still here. Yes.
I saw Mackenzie drop. Okay, so the information that the government has is forensic data. It's computer forensic data. I don't really have anything else to contribute. I already testified at my court martial. All this stuff has been litigated through and through. So a lot of this really had a lot to do, I feel like, with the sort of previous administration wanting to undo the Obama commutation and try to find a way so the grand jury portion, at least, was more specific to sort of me and my disposition here in the States. Now, as opposed to him in his case, I don't really follow that portion of the case. I don't really know a lot more than I've already disclosed through the court martial process. And then also a lot of the court martial material is still classified to this day, so I don't, as long as the U.S. is a functioning, you know, government, those classification, markings are still in effect, then, you know, I can't really speak to what I do know in that portion.
When you leaked the classified documents, Washington Post wasn't really interested. New York Times didn't call you back.
Correct.
What advice do you have for whistleblowers on going through media channels or going through WikiLeaks to disclose information?
Well, I mean, a lot of this is very 2010. Like the technology has changed. How we communicate with each other has changed. You know, the sort of what is known as the mass media has changed. So I think that a lot of these questions are kind of dated, right? You know, like we're in an era whenever information often gets out before, you know, long before these kinds of questions, you know, even come to light. Well, I think that the bigger questions that we have to deal with these days are how do we dispel misinformation from disinformation? How do we get active information from disinformation? Because I think one of the things that's happening is that we're so awash in information now. It's not that information is being hidden. It's that it's being obscured by three or four different angles and there's a sort of lack of verification, and you're sort of in a algorithmically generated bubble to where you can't tell what's real, like, you know, whether or not it's sort of COVID, whether it's not, it's sort of like information about you know, coronavirus or COVID or masking or vaccinations. Like, we're just sort of awash in information, and people are really overwhelmed by, you know, by all these different information sources. And it's really, how do we verify whether or not information is coming from a verifiable and credible source or not, as opposed to like whether or not it should be disclosed, because we're just so awash in it now.
Very quickly, what transgender rights issues do you want to see addressed? This is something very important to you.
Well, I think one of the issues is as a trans person is that, you know, we're constantly being debated about, and I personally just want to be left alone, because I am who I am, and I live the life that I live. I don't know why we're constantly being being discussed and things. There's not a whole lot of us, you know, there's not a whole lot of trans people, and I'm just sort of like really exhausted. And I do want to like encourage trans people to sort of, you know, get through the next few years, because, you know, as a lot of legislative, you know, sort of as a lot of sort of
legislation strong comes down.
Yeah. Legislation comes down, you know, that really is just sort of punitive, like penalizes trans people
and Chelsea,
basically existing. Yeah,
we're out of time. Thank you for joining us, Chelsea Manning, online security consultant. News update is next on the Ideas Network.